Well, I'm back here at the Institute licking my wounds after getting some brutal improv notes when I kicked away the object work cane from a 30-something frat dude playing an elderly woman. Listener, I'd do it again. Now, what of our semi-tagonists, each contained in a tiny bite-sized lunchable square of space? Trademark. Sit back and take a shot at your best facsimile of enjoying the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, remote edition. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, what a weird time. Look, we're sort of adjusting, and I have actually already contacted my co-hosts remotely, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Greetings. To be fair, I'm no longer a badger right now.
Oh, that's right. You've been shifting every week.
Yeah, and I've been tossed back into the ocean. This time I'm at the bottom, the sort of floor shelf of the ocean.
The floor shelf?
The floor shelf, and I'm in some
Oh, it's always good to get a shelf right there on the floor.
Oh, yeah. Just to, you know, to put down your bric-a-brac. I am currently a moray eel.
Oh, that's a moray eel. I can see you. Your visual aspect, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When an eel bites your heel, hurts real bad, give a squeal. That's a moray.
Yeah.
But I'm currently on the ocean floor. I'm in some sort of college town. It seems like there's just a row of bars down here. So I'm just hanging out with the locals.
Oh, fantastic. What are some of the bar names?
Oh, we got the Jaded Carp down here, the Horny Oyster, the Octopus's Garden, which is fine.
Sure. I mean,
for a bar, it's fine. Got the OK Coral, all kinds of fun bars down here.
Holy cow. You know what? You were able to read those really fast, and I'm going to say I'm impressed.
Thank you so much. What do you mean read those?
Well, like, you know, like you turned around and read the signs. I'm not saying, I'm saying as opposed to like, this would make no sense. Like if you just said I had to make those up.
Yeah, gotcha. How's the schoolhouse going?
You know what? It's stressful. It is stressful teaching these sheep with bat wings how to read. And I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't do great the first week. I've done a lot worse. I've been doing progressively worse week after week to the point where, you know, at first I was like, look, I know they just like to stare at like a candle and like stare into the flame. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'll let them stare into the flame for, you know, maybe 20 minutes a day. But honestly, today, I just let them stare into the flame for 13 hours straight. And I kept saying, okay, sheep, 3 more minutes. Then like I'd let hours pass because it kept them occupied.
Huh, 13 hours. How long do you think school is supposed to go?
I don't know. It seems 13 hours, right? It's not 13 hours?
Seems long.
Yeah.
Seems long.
Oh, and one more thing that I've done a bad job of this week. My other co-host, who I have also called up on the rune already before the show started, Usidore the Blue.
That's right. I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Sonin and Hook Stanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And there may be other secret names. Names that if I could unlock their secret potential, may release us from these gem-like prisons we find ourselves in now.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to belabor it, because maybe people have listened to last week's episode or the week before, but there's a crazy earthquake.
Earthquake?
I've been calling it the earthquake. You know, it's almost like a wordplay minus it meaning anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun.
So instead of an earthquake, I've been calling it an earthquake. I don't know if anybody else wants to like jump on that bandwagon with me.
Yeah, I think, well, technically in Foon, if an earthquake lasts a week, then it's an earthquake.
Oh, what if it like takes a month?
Earthquanth. And I don't tell me about a year, because I'm not going to say it.
I know. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Let's forego that one.
Exactly. So, Usidore, we're all trapped remotely, and we're just finally getting used to using these jewels with the rune to contact each other. But I'm a little worried. Before we get into the episode, I want to play some audio that I got earlier in the week. I got a message from Signet, the surveillance spider. Do you remember we interviewed him a while back?
Oh, yes, I remember.
Yeah,
that spider that was, like, spying on everybody, but was very forthcoming on telling us about his methods. He sent out via Rune a warning about Rune. So I thought we should probably listen to this. Let me bring it up.
Oh, hey, guys. This is Sigint, the surveillance spider. Look, I don't mean to bother you while you're, like, going through this horrific crisis and all, but I did want to clue you in on something, because I know that all of this Rune stuff is pretty esoteric. But, well, bottom line, I got good news and bad news. Bad news is, those runes that you're using, because they're the only way to talk to each other now that we're all on lockdown, bad news is that I can spy on everything you've got. Dark Lord gets to see it. We're making long-term records of it. We'll be data mining it. Maybe it'll leak and it'll come back to haunt you, etc., etc., etc. The good news is, those runes that you're using, we can spy on them and store everything you say and hand it over to the Dark Lord and, like, mine it for later intelligence and, you know, maybe lose track of it and have blackmailers come after you and so on. Basically, I know you're not going to stop using the runes. Like, what else are you going to do? Like, demand that the rune company start making better runes that protect your privacy? Yeah, good luck with that. You just hold your breath and not talk to anyone until such time as you are satisfied that your privacy is being respected. I'm sure that'll work. In the meantime, just keep talking. I'm enjoying it. Honestly, you guys are hilarious. All right, Sigint out.
What is data mining?
You know, I'm not sure. On Earth, I know it means something, but I don't know what it means here or on Earth.
Do you get silver or gold or other minerals that are important to the formation of magical weapons?
Usador, I think you're missing the point here. Whenever we get something nice or good,
I don't think I'm missing the point. I think I want to know what sort of magical minerals I may be able to get from this process. For if I can take advantage of this data mining, I shall as well.
Look, I'm just saying that finally we have something that makes our lives better and a little bit easier, and something bad happens from it. It's just like pornography all over again.
Ah, yeah, well, that's... Ah, what a statement.
I mean on the internet, not just... I guess I shouldn't
not
really...
Not the entire concept of not porn.
The, I mean, not, which is already complicated enough.
Sure, sure. Well,
The Dark Lord, or anyone, could maybe be listening to our semi-private rune conversations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can we back up onto that pornography thing again, though?
Don't use those words together.
I'm really troubled. Like, I'm actually floored by that statement. Quite confused.
What about it?
That somehow...
I love when you get into a situation where someone has maybe revealed too much, but you fear that to ask questions would also reveal too much.
Yes, exactly that. I fear whatever query I do pose may reveal even more troubling information I need not have. I've learned that I don't want to mine data.
Yeah? And you know what? Ever since I mentioned pornography, Chun, it's been... deadly silent.
How out of character.
Oh, sorry, I went into my mind palace to pull back up the pornography I saw on your phone.
Oh. There's pornography on my phone?
Well, there is now, ever since you lent it to me. I've been using my, you know, before we got separated, I was using my hour a day on the phone to go to the College of Pornography.
The College of Pornography?
Yeah, YouPorn? It's the University of Porn. They've been teaching me. I've been learning for 13 hours a day, staring into the candle of pornography.
So many questions I don't want to ask.
But look, guys, I've said it before, I'll say it again. We're getting too distracted by pornography. The problem is, are we communicating on an unsecure magical line? Should we, like, use something else, like FaceTime?
I shattered my vase, so we can't do vase time.
And vases aren't any more secure than a rune. You speak into a vase, all the glyphs there converted into ceramic bits, which can also be easily deciphered by the Dark Lord.
Mm. I love doing ceramic bits. Can we do skip? Do you guys still have skip set up?
Is that where you, like, skip a rock over water and then, like, blurble words into the pool? With your lips?
That's exactly it. But you have to do it real fast before the stone stops skipping.
That's so old-fashioned.
What if I just get a card and I go up to the edge of the area that I'm stuck in and I just sort of wave at you?
Oh, so you're saying we should do the whole podcast just via waves.
Yeah, just wave at each other.
Okay.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Usador, I'm not in the adjoining shard to you. I don't know who you're waving at right now.
Yeah, who are you pointing at?
That's not you.
Is there someone else on Strong Guy Island?
I'll be right back.
Who looks just like me?
Arnie, you know the theory. It's called the doppelganger theory. Is that everyone in Foon has 20 people who look exactly like them.
20 people?
Mm-hmm. And if you find them and you collect them all, you ascend to be a higher creature.
Sounds like a higher creature came up with that theory.
Who are you? What's your name? Says his name is Dougal.
Dougal?
Arnie, Usador's looking into a mirror. This is the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Dougal?
John, I hate to say it, but I feel like being trapped like this. Usador's starting to go crazier than usual.
He's used to having those magical outlets, and without, you know, spells to do or anybody to save, I fear he's just going bonkers.
I'm back. I thought Dougal looked like Arnie, and then I saw him up close, and he's just some idiot in a blue hat.
Huh.
Hmm.
Covered in bird shit?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Well, now we know one of secret names. We know that the mirrors call Usador Dougal.
Wah-wah?
When I say Dougal, it should be more of a than a wah-wah.
Look, guys, we're getting distracted again. I'm saying this communication that is making this podcast possible might not be secure. Anyone could be listening or break into our conversation. We could get rune-bombed at any moment.
Rune-bombed?
Rune-bombed?
Yeah, I think I just coined a cool new phrase. Rune bombing.
We'll be fine.
Wait, does anyone else hear that?
Oh, the pomegranate seeds in my
throat.
Oh, well. I am Genlevia, wizard
shit.
Of the sixth realm of Ephesius, mistress of nature and nurture, reviver of the springs of Gautmagit, seer of the prophecies of the Thamesit mists, keeper of the sacred tome of Daedral, and two-time Wizard Choice Award nominee. The elves know me as Permaine Soitri. The vampires know me as Beyonce Bloodless.
Lemonade.
The tree folk know me as Opal Videwitch. And upon the Isles of Migas, I am known as Isabita. And if you ask me my other names, I shall gladly share all my bitches.
Beloved Genlevia, how do you come to be here in our rune with us?
Well, I'm rune bombing. I've decided a rune bomb. There's nothing else to do, so I've decided a rune bomb. I was at a six sexting a centaur, which is so hard to say. Six sexting centaurs room, and I just I couldn't touch my six sexting, exactly. Try it.
Six sexting centaurs.
Well, don't show off your elocution.
You know the thing about getting in a situation with six sexting centaurs is
See,
at the end
I
you
told you. Thank you for the support.
You may discover at the end that you've been dead the whole time.
Also, Genlevia, I do have to interrupt to say, I'm not an elocution eel, I'm a moray eel.
The what? Oh, you're an eel currently.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Genlevia, that's Chunt, that eel that you see on your rune there.
Oh, yes! I thought it was someone's penis. I was just, I guess I was having flashbacks to the six sexting sectars and just,
Ooh.
Like, long dong time, and I just had to get out of there. So, yes, you're not a penis, you're an eel. How... I don't care.
Well, he's not a penis.
I mean, I don't know the genitalia of an eel. I don't really know how or what or why they do. They don't have cloacas, I would assume, but who knows? You know the cloaca? It's the hole with which, you know, cockatrices and other birds, they poop and they pee, and they also ejaculate from that hole. So that's why I've never made love to a cockatrice. Oh, wait, I have.
This is why you're my favorite guest.
Cloaca, cloaca, you know.
Cloaca.
Now, this is also not a penis. Do you remember Arnie?
Hi!
Oh, yes, the that one.
Yes.
I'm from another world.
I know, the foreigner that everyone fetishizes. Yes, of course. Arnie, aren't you dead? I was hoping you'd be dead, but of course, you are.
Practically.
So, hello.
I'm almost dead.
Almost. Look, he has a sword stuck into his abdomen, and we've frozen it in time.
I got stabbed by a magical obsidian sword, and I can't take it out.
Oh, I thought that was a penis. I'm just so confused about these things on my rune. There are just so many phallic... it's really the six sexting sectars, really. Well,
Thank
how
you?
Unfortunate for you. So when the earthqueef is over...
oh, that's better than mine. Earthqueef.
What? What? It's an earthqueef. That's
I was thinking earthqueef, but earthqueef is better.
Right when you said earthqueef, I had a sharkqueef down here.
Oh, yes, I guess it is. That's what's really lovely.
Arnie thinks he invented the word earthqueef and rune bombing, which clearly he didn't, because you said it as soon as you arrived.
No, I mean, that rune bombing is not... I mean, that is just standard issue. It's standard issue for people who are bored and caught in the circumstances with which we are all caught, in some kind of nightmarish prison.
You too are trapped.
I am trapped.
Oh, Genlevia.
Everyone is trapped. The Earthqueef trapped everyone. We're like little cells in a honey of honeybees in a honeycomb. We're all just trapped. Trapped, and here I am in a gargantuan and massive store. Exclusively for underwear for ogres and giants. I mean, it's just, I'm swimming in underwear here. It's disgusting.
Those are big undies.
Yes, look at this. It's like a tauntauna. It's like a tauntauna around me. It's the only way I'm keeping warm, because it is quite cold here.
Arnie, anyway. Have we told you about tauntaunas?
No, I'd love to hear more.
Well, if you're ever stuck out in the freezing cold with a friend of yours, the best thing to do is to climb into a tauntauna.
Mm-hmm. They just climb inside.
Yeah, they just climb inside. They don't mind.
No, they love it. They love it. In fact, it's their cloaca that you enter. Hmm. And the rest of them are just on the other end, so it really works out for everyone.
We call them nature's bedrooms.
It's called nature's bedroom, yes. Oh, you know, you're much wittier as an eel than you are as a person. Or badger, or whatever I've ever seen you as. Yeah.
Thank you for that backhanded compliment.
Okay. Anyway, Usador.
Yes.
How are you? It's really... I just want to admit right now that I have been longing for you in a little bit. There were some lace undies over here that are the size of a seven-handed horse, and I was thinking of you.
Huh. Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, lurk a little bit. How are you?
I am well. And I, too, have dreamt of you. Here, trapped in these haunted hot springs, with no companionship except for weak guy, I have turned my thoughts back to my lost love. And now you're here to invite me back into the Wizard's Guild.
Oh, where did you pick that up? You're clearly been in the hot tub a little bit too much. Nobody wants you back anywhere.
Okay.
I'm so sorry to sell you that, dear. No, everyone still hates you. Current events. Would you like a little recap?
Oh, that would be good. I love recaps.
Okay, good. Yes. So we knew each other. When last we met, you and your cadre gave me the whole army that you had built up, me and DeMonte. Mm. Oh, that wretch. That
the talking
crossbow,
yeah.
Yes, DeMonte, who, by the way, he seemed so competent, didn't he? And such a leader, did he not?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
No, he ran... we were halfway across the continent, and he ran off with a hookah named Mrs. Glotz, that whorish little thing, and he just ran away. And so he left me high and dry, and here I am just... shooting corn out my vajage to keep all these people fed, and I can't be a leader at the same time. So I had to close up shop downstairs and become the leader that I knew I could be. And, you know, cannibalism followed, and people are very bitchy right now.
Oh.
That's all I have to say.
It's so hard for me to track what things you're saying are literal and which things are not.
What, about my vag?
Ah, high and dry.
Oh, well, it is very dry. I'm having some hormonal changes, so, you know, just sliding the corn out of there like I'm want to do has been a little bit more challenging, to be honest with you.
Oh, sweet Genlevia, I would ne'er leave thee high and dry. If I were with thee right now, I would transform myself into the most sumptuous and delicious and moist cake. And I would slather icing all over myself and appear in thine bedchamber.
Oh, my goodness. You would be covered in icing from hind to tie?
Aye, from tip to top, from hind to tie, indeed. Oh. All but icing
would
be
to tie.
Get a rune.
Ah, well, Usador, you are... Oh, look. Oh, my gosh, a corn just popped out. Look at this. Ooh. Is exactly what I needed. Oh, my God, I can't actually get too excited. This is not a big room. I mean, it is very big with the size of the underwear, but it's not a big boutique. There's not a lot of ogres and giants who actually wear underwear, so it's a very, very narrow sort of...
Niche.
It's a niche business. I don't know why I was in... You know, really, I was next door at the gluten-free bakery trying to get some Pop-Tarts, but, you know, that I got thrust in here by the Earthqueef. And so here I am. Thank God I don't need food. I just need sustenance like you.
Oh.
Sweet Genevieve, I'm so sorry that you are trapped like the rest of us. Oh, if only you could have a fingerful of icing from the cake I would make myself.
And then I would transform myself into a mighty eagle and fly directly into the sun, where I would die and be born again for thee.
Oh, you are so romantic. Tell me exactly how you would die. Tell me exactly how it would feel.
Oh, as I flew upwards towards the sun, which is only a few feet away off of the surface of Foon, I would look directly into that star, burning mine very corneas out before I did even reach it. And then, as my feathers began to sizzle and I could smell myself cooking to a delicious crisp, I would baste myself in mine own juices until I burned to naught but ash.
Arnie.
Oh, I just popped a pumpkin out my badge. Oh, this is incredible.
Wow,
this is all I needed. It really was. You're making me a cornucopia, a veritable cornucopia, Usador.
And you've positioned the jewel that we're having this rune on at such a low angle. We're seeing everything.
Oh, well, you know, do you know what I'm sitting in? It looks like I'm in a papasan chair. It's actually just the left part of a bra. A giant bra.
Oh.
It really makes a nice swing. A little nice little... Anyway... Usador, as much as I lust after thee, I don't know if taking up our mantle again is a good idea, because the rest of the Wizards Guild really hates your guts. I have to tell you, it is very hard. Eunice the Ekru, let me just tell you, she has a whole section of her store, her Betsy store, with cross-stitch of you dying in very terrible ways. Actually, I'm going to tell her about the eagle thing. The cornea thing will be interesting, what string she picks out for that color, but it... She really just despises you, and her handicrafts really center around how you should die. I just don't know if it's going to be political for me to be fraternizing with someone that really everyone wants dead.
Does she take orders over Rune?
She does. Actually, she does custom work. Mm-hmm. There was a harpy the other day that really wanted a picture of her child ripping apart another small child, a human child. And she did such work. The pointillism was so beautiful, really. Yes, I'm sure she could do a custom. I could convey it, yes.
I'll just take whatever standard Usador dying cross-stitch
Oh, you wanted a Usador. Oh, you know, I can imagine Usador being beheaded would be a good one, because she could use some yarn. She does great macrame work, so possibly him being impaled in some way. I don't know. She's very, very uptight and very into people's justice and, you know, justice for the people and creatures, but she's very okay with what she does.
Jen Levy, I don't want to backtrack too much. One, I just want to say that Wizard Dirty Talk is fucking wild, I'm sort of into it. Two, Jen Levy, earlier you said you popped some corn out of your vagina. Mm-hmm. Then you mentioned you popped a pumpkin out of your vagina.
Absolutely.
I can't imagine the corn popped out if a pumpkin also pops out. I have to imagine the corn just fell out loosely.
Oh, this is very interesting. Well, Usador,
Yes, I must interject here. Chunt ne'er doubt the elasticity of a wizard's vagina.
Let me just tell you, Usador, were you here, and were you in person, I would be able to produce a salad bar like no one's business.
What?
As you strutted toward me, unbuttoning your robe, were there buttons, I would pop out cherry tomatoes. I would have lettuce flowing from my breast.
Who is this for?
Lettuce flowing from your
breast. I would have shredded... shredded carrots of a softness and sweetness you have never seen, just undulating out of my anus.
Is there a sneeze guard?
Yes. Most assuredly, my lady, I would approach thee and transform myself into thine sneeze guard. Let no form of mucus be covered here in my lady's sweet garden.
Oh, my Jesus. Goodness. The variety of dressings that would come forth from my breasts, such as nectar from the earth squeezing, and a fountain of vinaigrette on one side, a fountain of ranch on the other, spurting like a fountain that you have never seen before. Yes.
Chunt, I think I figured out how to do a side rune. There's something I got to tell you privately for a second.
Okay.
What?
Is it that you're also rock hard?
No. Chunt, I have a new theory. You know how it always seems that wizards have crazy magical sex? My new theory is they don't really understand what sex is, and they're just saying a lot of stuff. It's possible.
Arnie, I think I'm with you, because anytime they talk about sex or like romance or any sort of like sensual talk, they always speak about food. Like, remember Jen Levia was a rack of ribs at one point?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think they're having sex. And when she talks about popping stuff out of her vagina, does she mean her mouth?
I don't know.
How high up on a wizard is the vagina?
Because
she said high and dry.
That's true. Cottonmouth. I don't know. I'm just saying things. Now I'm just saying things.
Let's go back.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but let's go back to their side of the room.
A tortilla drier than any you'd e'er seen.
Oh, my God. Well, the strawberry topping would be as sweet and luscious as any strawberry topping you have ever licked. And it would come forth from my nostrils like blood flowing from the neck of someone decapitated.
Strawberries on a tortilla.
A dessert. It's a new dessert taco.
You're mixing things up. You know, it's a little diffusion.
Chun, we got to do a side room. Another side room. Okay, I have a new theory. I think they also don't understand how food works.
Have I told you about tortillas, by the way?
Wait, no. What are food tortillas?
Well, I don't want to get into it, but listen, I think you're right. I think you're onto something. Here's what we do. We go back into the main room, okay? Mm-hmm. And we quiz them, we test them, we poke and prod to see if they're actually having sex and if they know what sex is.
Okay. It's a sex test.
All right.
And then we will deep fry the beef bourguignon and put a little bit of marshmallow on top. And then roll it up into an egg roll, and then all the eggs will be fried around it. Then we will put some maple syrup on it, and you will lick it off the peaks of the eggs, and then you will... What?
Excuse me? We're just listening and enjoying...
Oh. You were just interrupting. You weren't listening. You were just interrupting.
Oh. Yes, we were just about to simultaneously just...
Climax?
...spring into a chocolate fountain. Oh. I don't even understand why you guys are even here right now. Could you not sidebar? Could you side rune?
We did. I just had a quick question. Just making...
Sure. All right.
Just making basic conversation. Usador, where does the penis go?
Between your legs.
I mean, how clear? Damn. How much clearer could you be?
This is like at the beginning of the episode. I'm not sure. I can ask questions, but I might just reveal too much about myself.
Akin to a yogurt shop, each one of my buttholes would then produce a different variety of yogurt. One would be pistachio. One would be gravy. Another one would be... plastic beads.
Arnie, I think I'm into wizard sex.
Oh, excuse me?
I thought we were in a side room. Sorry, I was just saying, like, this is all good content.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, wait a minute. What happened with germ crust, Usador? As we are fraternizing and I just ovulated about 15,000 times, I would like to demand to know what happened with this alternate version of person that you were romancing.
Spells fired.
As we have traveled across the land of Foon, I have lost touch with germ crust, and I fear that I may ne'er hear of her again. And let me remind you, I ne'er did have a romantic affair with Miss Crust.
Did you share a slurpee with her at any point?
No, only in an alternate universe did I cradle her in mine arms as her arms were ripped off and she died. Which, you know, that's just like an intense situation, you know?
Oh, well, that's a happy ending. So she basically was it just a torso at the end and died?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
I'm going to have Eunice make that out of macrame for me. That's going to be beautiful. Like maybe like a felt sculpture. That'll go right on my mantle. This is beautiful. Thank you, Usador.
You're welcome. And now that you know how to contact me, and I know it's awkward for you, then you can't speak on my behalf for the Wizard Council, but I want you to know that we need not only get together and talk about our fantasies where I emerge from a tiny peanut shell and then grow into a full-sized Usador, but I can also listen to you. I understand that this is a stressful time, and I am here for thee.
Thank you very much. But you know, Spintax is quite a good therapist for me, so I'm okay with it.
Spintax?
I'm going to go talk to Duggal.
But wait, isn't what? Spintax... Spintax is trapped on Earth. Spintax
is... No. Spintax has been back for a while. He brought me
What?
Oh, yes. He brought me something called a Polly Pocket. And what I did, I kept these little shells, and then I shrunk actual people in there to actually live there, and, you know, they weren't happy about it, but, you know, it's either that or death, so it's actually quite nice. I can fit the whole army. Yes, it's a pocket. I can fit the whole army.
It's a pocket that has an open relationship?
Oh, no, this is just basically I guess they could be open if they wanted to. Spintuck is back, and, you know, he has learned quite a bit. Arnie, I've learned a lot about your world, and it's very messed up. I mean,
oh, wow. I'm reeling at the revelation that Spintax is back. I've got to get a subscription to Stitcher Premium.
Yes, everyone should.
Well, he's back, and he is, he told me all about the Jonas Brothers taking over your land, so there you go.
Oh, Dish. What have you learned about the Jonas Brothers, or are we at break?
Yes, we'll take a break and tell us all about the Jonas Brothers.
All right, and now we're back with the wizard sex test. Chunt?
Just wanted to, again, just typical conversation, just making normal observations and chatter. Genlevia,
mm-hmm.
when you talk about sex, what's something you typically do during sex? When you say, like, I've definitely had sex?
Well, it definitely involves carbs, and it's a little bit hard lately because I have a little gluten sensitivity. So that's a little bit hard. Teff flour and rice flour is actually a little bit better on my constitution. So it puts a little crimp in the, bounce, chicka, wow kind of thing, you know. Teff flour is kind of hard to find. So that's been a little bit challenging.
Huh, so...
Yes?
When you say gluten sensitivity, now famously in Foon, the gluten has thousands of nerve endings, so the gluten mm-hmm. should be sensitive and have sensitivity.
No, but I yes, of course.
Do you ever play with your gluten, or, like, has that ever come into...
Well, that's the problem. When I'm playing with my gluten, I become a little bit allergic. I get very excited, and maybe overly excited, you know what I'm saying? So I get, you know, like a little breeze will be like, ooh, you know? And so that's where my gluten is way overly sensitive, and that's why I have to sort of work around it,
sure.
Minimize it. So that's one thing.
Yeah. I got to say for myself, if I get involved with gluten, it makes my butt explode.
Oh, well, it's very sensitive down there.
I might be failing the wizard test.
Usador.
Yes?
I'm going to say some things, and I want you to tell me if this is eating food or sex.
Oh, all right.
Okay. A blowjob.
Eating food.
Mm-hmm.
Eating out someone.
I'm going to do food on that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Licking the top of a cupcake.
That's sex.
For sure. Oh, baby. Lick the top of me. I have sprinkles on. Ooh.
Okay. Not only art thou sprinkled, but thou also hast some cherry on top. And when that icing be removed, I see that there is a filling inside that cupcake. The sweetest and moistest filling e'er thou hast seen. And then I transform myself into a swan.
Huh. Okay.
Dare you not talk about my curd in front of your friends, my love.
How about cooking rigatoni in your asshole?
Oh. Ooh, a little of column A, a little of column B.
Huh. Arnie, I can't tell.
Let me ask a couple of these. How about eating food?
Oh, definitely sex.
Sex. I mean, that is actually going to fourth base is basically eating food.
And then having sex?
That is also having sex.
Oh, okay. Well, see, there you go. I don't know. Pull it out in the end, which is not safe.
When you're eating out, that would be both. As well, exactly.
Huh. If only we could dine out now. I have to have everything delivered.
I know.
Usador, you've mentioned this a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
How are you having food delivered? No one can move from place to place.
Ye Grubhouse, it just delivers through the rune. Have you not had a Ye Grubhouse delivery?
Arnie, a little grub will bring you a satchel of sustenance if you pay it.
Oh.
Yes, it's made me wonder if I should just try to dig under this barrier that's stopping me. If these little grubs can come up through the ground and deliver me food.
Oh, that reminds me, Usador, I don't know if you're still doing this. Are you still doing Usador Dash?
Well, I can't right now. I haven't found a way to get through the barrier, and now my source of income has been cut off. I'm very upset about it. I loved delivering things to people using my wizardly powers when I had the time.
It was a very entrepreneurial startup idea that you had, dear, and I was quite impressed with it because, I've tried to have a side hustle myself, but it never has gone well for me.
Well, is it true? I heard somewhere that you started Pastmates, this thing where you would deliver food to your exes.
Yes, oh, that was... That was really a bad situation because, you know, Usador and I have broken up so many times. I was like a private delivery for him for a while. And then, of course, Spintax kept me on speed dial and wanted me to always deliver, you know, small children, small seals, baby seals, all sorts of things to him for nefarious purposes. And I just said, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore. There are too many, you know, my swim coach from elementary school after I hooked up with him. After I graduated, to be
much
clear.
Later, much later, yes.
Much
I mean,
later.
To be fair, you wizards come into the world like fully formed.
Fully grown,
fully
yes,
formed.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. We all know this.
So the real thing is in fact, it's more weird that you are in elementary school at all.
Well, you know, I like to moonlight. I'm a little bit of an overachiever. I didn't want to just jump into wizard school. I was like, well, I should learn fractions. But I didn't. But I did fall in love for a brief moment of time, yeah.
The worst thing about past mates for me was, how do you tip?
Well, I didn't. I got a punch in the face one time.
Oh, I never punched you in the face. Who punched
no,
you in the face? I shall punch them in the face.
Kathy the Gorgon.
Oh, well, maybe not.
Remember that fling I had? Oh, God. It was my indie spirit kind of, you know, she was an indie spirit. And it was a threesome, and, you know, what do you do?
I don't want to mess with Kathy.
Well, she's horrible.
So, Jinlevia, you said you like to learn about fractions. What are some of your favorite fractions?
You know, I really like one-thirds. I definitely like the number 9. So when, for example, when I have to do a human sacrifice for a spell, 9, uh-huh. 9 children usually, 9 infants, children, anything like that, you know, baby animals.
You think 9 is a fraction?
Yeah.
I don't think you know the half of it. Mm. What was it?
No, I just don't like you. So.
Oh.
I was just bearing an insult because you know what? I'm trapped in here. I'm feeling a little bit claustrophobic and so desperate. You know, I have ruined every single person ever in my contact list. Ever. You know, a week will go by and I'll be like, you don't remember Kathy who was in Pilates? Let's just see how she is and just go, hey, thinking about you. But I'm not really. I'm just so desperate for some kind of hello back. And then we just have an exchange of one or two like, hey, how are you? Hope the family's great.
And she says, ack.
Exactly. And then she's dead. So.
So I'm last.
You're last up, Usador. Oh. But last is always best.
Oh,
can I tell you about my taco bar?
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, here we go, here we go. This'll give us an answer.
My taco bar is so tricked out. It has acai bowls all over it, dripping with acai juice on my taco bar. And then cream soda just everywhere in bricks. Bricks of cream soda just oozing and sweating as bricks of cream soda are wont to do.
Yes.
And then just chunks of venison, just raw venison, being wrapped in banana leaves, so crispy and bright.
And I, as the soy sauce to complement thine taco bar, shall douse thee with mine salty goodness.
Oh, my goodness. And then
Side rune.
I don't think they know what food is. A brick of cream soda?
Combine this with the elementary thing. My new theory is wizards is kids. Wizards is just kids.
Flowers is pubes. Wizards is kids.
Wizards is kids.
Yeah, I think they don't know. They come into this world fully formed physically, but mentally, I think they start from scratch. I think they're just like babies mentally.
Yeah.
A brick of cream soda is not something a taco bar would have.
I think I've got a new wizard test to figure out if wizards is kids.
Okay.
Let's go back.
Back in a minute.
And the pig cried when he saw that the web said, some pig.
I love that part. Oh, my God. My ramen is so full of nerd ropes right now. I'm so turned on.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Jinlevia and Usador.
Okay, sorry.
We have a couple more questions for the wizard test.
All right.
My first question is...
I pass.
You pass on the test?
No, you said it's a wizard test. I pass. I'm a wizard.
Oh, well, no.
He's correct.
Here's my question. So, you know, it's after soccer, and you need to get home, and a stranger comes by and tells you that they can give you a ride home. What do you do?
Do they have candy?
They do have candy.
Get on that horse. Get on the horse. Just get on the horse.
Wait, hold on, Jinlevia. Is it good candy or is it the hard candy, the crappy candy?
Oh. Is it Pike and Mike's? Pike and Mike's are terrible.
It's fish. It's fish.
Just fish?
It's just fish.
It's just Pike. No Mike.
It's just Pike.
All Pike, no Mike.
Yeah, I'd get on the horse.
I'd get on the horse, too. I'd be on that horse in a second without even asking anything questions. I mean, he has candy. That's what
sounds fun.
She. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, next scenario. You go into a house, and you see that there's a wood-burning stove going.
That bad boy.
Oh, yeah, just stick it right in.
Put your hand right on top.
I put my vagina in there, and then I'd shoot out some marshmallows just for a snack.
You put your vagina in there?
Yeah. Where else are you going to put it?
That's called vores. When you make marshmallows in your vagina, it's called vores.
Oh, yeah, I like it. Trademark.
Come on, hit me with another one. I can answer all these questions. They're the easiest questions I've ever been asked.
I love it when you're confident.
Arnie, do you have any other questions?
Oh, how old are you?
I, myself, am 353 years old.
Oh, but they didn't say and a half, so maybe they're not kids.
I'm 275, if you look it up in the records, but I fudged that, just to be honest with you. I'm really almost 300, but hey, I have the great skin. I do kill children to keep my skin. We've already talked about this, to keep my skin beautiful and get rid of my scar, which I took back.
Arnie, they're both several hundred years old, but they counted on their fingers. Yeah. We'll call that one a draw.
And this whole time we've been talking, Usador has been dancing around, holding his penis. Look, he clearly has to go to the bathroom.
But yes, I have to go very badly.
Just go, so you don't have an accident.
Look, I'm a ghost. I'm playing duo dress up. I'm a ghost. It's really underwear on my head. Am I not whimsical, Usador?
Watch as I climb this tree.
Oh, well, you're so limber. Oh, look at you hanging upside down by your knees. Wow.
And he's at a haunted spa. So, Arnie, let's have him jump in the pool and see if he asks us to watch him. You, sir, why don't you jump in that pool?
All right. Here I go. Look. Watch. Look at me.
Oh.
Look at me.
Nice one, big guy.
Hey, Arnie. Hey,
very good.
Yeah.
Hey, Arnie.
Yeah, just a second,
Arnie.
Buddy. Just
hey,
a second,
Arnie.
Champ. Yeah.
Nice one.
Hey, Arnie.
You know what?
Pay attention to me, though. Pay attention
look
to me.
Just a second. Talking to Shunt.
Look. No. I have a dolly here, and she's so pretty. Hello.
Buddy, I love you, buddy. I will in just a second. I just...
Okay. What's the dolly's name?
The dolly's name is Jean Levia, and she's a naughty dolly. Look at her. She does bad things.
Wow. Very good. Here, you, sir, I'm going to throw my keys in the bottom of the pool. Why don't you get them?
All right.
Oh, he's so nimble. Oh, I love it.
Sean, that reminds me, you're not allowed around kids.
Because I throw my keys in the bottom of the pool?
You're encouraging kids to just dive to the bottom of the pool?
Yeah. To get my keys.
Oh, no. But Usador broke his neck. That's going to be inconvenient for him to reset his spine. Usador, are you okay?
Back to normal. Yes.
Here's a test. Usador, now that you broke your neck, you're going to go to a doctor or a pediatrician?
I would go to a cat.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Cat or doctor, I'm going to pick cat.
That's fair.
Well, this has been fun. don't really know where I can go with any of this anymore. I don't actually care about you anymore. I might go to the six centaur sexting party again, which...
That's some fun.
I mean, no insult. But Usador, I'm having a little bit of internal conflict. I'm actually having a very camaraderie time with you. Camaraderie-ish time. Anyway, I'm enjoying my time with you.
Usually the two of you are just fighting each other, but for some reason, this time...
The fact that we can't be together makes us want to be together.
Exactly. If I could put you in a little bubble and you could walk alongside me, it would be so sweet. I can't smell his pheromones either, and his pheromones just put me in a rage, kind of like a bull seeing red or... a hydra, just seeing a person with a sword, just like, wanting to just, tear him in two. I don't know. Usually, I think it might be a pheromonal thing, Usador.
It might.
If I could never smell you, if I could put you in a saran wrap or something, that might be nice for us.
Oh, if I were wrapped in saran wrap, you could take a hammer to me and smash me as if I were some grammed cracker topping for thine seven-layer salad filled with mayonnaise.
Arnie, have we told you the story of Sir Ran?
What's that, Sean?
Tortilla chips.
There was a knight in a village.
Chocolate chips.
Who said he was going to defend the queen's honor and kill a dragon, but in the end he fled.
Salami.
Huh.
Green peppers.
I think Usador, Genlevia, it sort of sounds like the two of you are in love with the idea of each other.
How dare you?
How dare you?
You're really into each other in theory, but maybe not so much in practice.
The theoretical of Usador is repugnant if you really put it on paper, but, now that we're in close confines, I have to say that it is. I do miss my little bugbear.
Oh, and I miss you too, my little sweet moth lady. Oh, how I dream of you at night with thine gossamer wings, and only wish that you would call me sometime. Call me on the rune and tell me all thine secret inner thoughts. I shall be here for thee. I could be a better friend than Spintax.
You know, there's a reason why I haven't long-distance astral relationship to you. You know, we did meet on the astral plane continuously for the past decade or two.
Yes, yes.
And so there's no reason why we can't do that now.
That's true.
I think our little room full of croissants is still there. They're definitely molding. Just rotting. Fetid morass, mole rats chirping at them in our bed. Just defecating all over the place where we could make love.
I shall meet you on the astral plane this very eve, if you will have me.
I'm going to go change into a candy cane outfit, and I'll be there later. Okay, bye-bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh.
That went great.
Yusor, can I say something? And you're my friend, and I never want to hurt you, but can I tell you something I saw?
Uh-huh.
When Genlevia popped that pumpkin out of her vagina, I swear for a moment I saw Peter in frame. Do you know Peter?
Not Peter, the pumpkin eater.
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah, I thought I saw the top of his head.
Well, we've always had an open relationship, so if that's how she chooses to spend her time, that's how she chooses to spend her time.
Oh, you're taking it very well. That's very mature of you. So maybe...
Oh, am I?
Go to your room. Go to your hat. Go to your hat.
But I...
Go to your hat.
Oh, I'm fine.
I just realized that we were talking with one of the most powerful wizards in all of Foon for a long time, and we never talked about how we were going to solve this whole problem of the Earthqueef. Guys, this storyline is going to go on forever.
Hashtag Earthqueef?
That's got to already exist, right?
This is why we sit through 3 episodes of Corecast. Because once every so often, the stars turn out. And yes, Earthqueef is a thing. Released in summer 2011, starring an unshaven John Cusack, with an uncredited cameo by Bryce Howard Dallas as a rabid Coca-Cola polar bear. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Moray Eel was played by Adol Rafai. Sigint the Surveillance Spider was played by writer Cory Doctorow. You can pre-order Attack Surface, the third Little Brother novel, now by googling Attack Surface pre-order campaign. You'll even get a free short story as well. And while you're going all pre-order crazy, pre-order Cory's first picture book, Poesy the Monster Slayer. Genlevia the Red Wizard was played by special guest Felicia Day. Check out her new book, Embrace Your Weird, a creativity workbook you can find wherever books happen. Wow, this episode has so much more literary cred than its usual zero. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. See, I can say things in whatever order I want. It's crazy times. All bets are off. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. If you're planning to put a pumpkin anywhere that pumpkins were placed during this episode, talk to your doctor. Or at least, for God's sakes, file down the stem.